Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from the wonderful Whole Foods at Avalon. Chef Eric and Chef Olivia have been captivating the audiences with their culinary delights for the last 2 hours. And Chef Eric, this brie chicken, it really held together well.
Yeah, it did. You've got to, again, you want to use the 70% double cream, not the top of the line triple cream brie. And that's going to hold together better with the heat. And unfortunately, we're out of forks, so if you guys, there's napkins right here. You'll need those. So when we stuffed it with the brie and that pear and the roasted pork loin, that, you know, sort of holds it all together. And then, but you need to have the sauce with it, too. That sauce sort of finishes it off. It gives you the apple, the sage. Sort of reduplicated those same flavors in the sauce. And but yeah, it held together very well, considering how poorly I trust it.
So. But I trust you.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Anyway, so let's do a wrap up of the recipes today. And for your first recipe, Chef Eric, you started out.
I did. We started with a
each segment. You started out.
I feel like you're attacking me. I don't know.
No.
we started out with a pork tenderloin, and. Again, they sell it here at Whole Foods in single
beautiful
packs, which are they're trimmed out just gorgeous. So I took the what happened? Okay, thank you. Well, that's bizarre.
Yeah,
that cooked for a long time. That's all right. All right. How's yours?
Let's see. Well, you know, on this date...
See, part of it is...
I have some more interesting trivia for you. Do you know that in this date, 1982,
it's the
Time Magazine's Man of the Year... Do you know what it was?
Huh?
The really? Man of the Year... In 1982 for Time Magazine, the always influential, it was the personal computer.
Oh.
They named, that was quite the, I don't know, there was kind of shock. Time Man of the Year, the personal computer. It had such an impact on people's lives from 1982, and you think about today. I mean, everybody has a personal computer. Everybody has a personal phone. I mean, look at the phones today. I was sitting at my favorite cigar store, Cutter Cigar Emporium on Windward Parkway. Last night, about 20 people in there. 19 of them were on their cell phone.
Wow.
19
That's
out of
crazy.
20.
And you were the 20th?
No. I was sitting there holding court because we weren't having to battle for holding court. You weren't there. But anyway.
By the way, I want to come back to one thing here.
Yes.
The little silence that we had there for a second was someone was concerned that the chicken had undercooked. It's the... It's the pork loin, the dry aged pork loin, was right against the bottom of it, and it peeled away, and it's fine. So it was not undercooked.
I didn't think so, because that looked like you had cooked it quite a while.
Yeah. So it was just really bizarre, and in context, when someone brings it back, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe that went out rare like that. Not good for chicken, but it wasn't.
You know, in 5 years, we've never had not one single problem. And the 22 people that have passed away from the
Well,
there were no lawsuits because we have good lawyers. But anyway, no, I mean, one of the things that Chef Eric is very good at is he is extremely good, as is Chef Olivia, and all the people that deal with so many people as we do, you always stress the food safety.
Absolutely.
And that is from the gloves to the cleaning the boards after you, from the knives, from eating debris. I mean, you name it. They're all about it.
That's right.
But Chef Eric, so finish up on your...
All right, so the pork tenderloin, again, we slid it down the middle. We stuffed in the roasted garlic that comes off the olive bar here at Whole Foods. And then rubbed some mustard on the tenderloin. And we, a little bit of a dry rub, like a Chef and the Fat Man Love rub, for example.
Perfect.
On top of it. And then go ahead and get your coconut oil... nice and hot, and brown that tenderloin with the coconut oil. Then remove the tenderloin once it's nicely browned on all sides, and you start building your sauce. So we added roasted garlic, some onion, some, what else did we, the tomato paste, ketchup, molasses, very importantly, molasses. And we let that sort of get going and come up to a boil. We added back in the tenderloin, dropped the temperature, and just let it go and go and go. Oh, and we added the apple cider, the hard cider. Crispin in this case, and we added about 32 ounces total of that Crispin into the sauce. But over time, you don't just do it right away. As it starts to reduce, then you add a little bit more of that, and then reduce, you add a little bit more, so you get through about 32 ounces of it over the course of doing the braise. And once the tenderloin is done, it's a temperature of about 162 to 165, remove it, let it rest, and continue to reduce the sauce at that point. And you might want to add just about 7 or 8 more ounces of that hard cider as it begins to reduce. And that's going to be your sauce. So then we served it on a brioche bun with some roasted garlic aioli. And that roasted garlic is sort of repeats through the whole dish, through the tenderloin and in the sauce itself. You smear on a little bit of the reduced, now barbecue sauce, essentially. The slices of the pork tenderloin. And then we garnish it with a little bit of watermelon radish to give it sort of some crispiness in there, and a little bit of rocket or watercress or arugula, whatever, you know, you want to sort of garnish with. We used a watercress. It gives a little pepperiness to it. And then that's your sandwich. So that was the first recipe.
We'll get to second two recipe. Of the four.
Yeah, mine was the white bean chicken chili with the cranberry cheddar. Oh, so kind of you.
It really was.
Very simple, though. So, yeah, we had the 2 pounds of the boneless, skinless chicken thighs. Remember, you can use the chicken breast, but the thighs have great flavor, and they're very tender. We had the white beans, 1 can pureed to add a little thickness and texture to the chili. We had some diced green chilies in there. You got your onions, your garlic, your chicken broth. Threw in some dried cranberries at the end, and then of course we garnished it with the cranberry cheddar, the Hennings cranberry cheddar from Wisconsin.
Well, the nice thing about it too, and I can't emphasize this enough, you can go to your butcher at Whole Foods, tell them how, just anything, whether it's your fishmonger, whether it's your butcher, you tell them how you want it done up so you don't have to hassle with it.
Yeah.
That's a huge deal.
Especially
that
being
really
out
is.
Here, you know, I don't have to contaminate my board with raw chicken. They can cut it up for me however I want, and it's good to go. So, yeah, that was, and like I said, you know, this is something you could do in the slow cooker, or you can whip it up in 30 minutes like I showed you today. So,
well, since it's our last show of the year, I wanted to take at least 1 minute. Chef Eric, another exciting year. We have had some incredible experiences. What are a couple of the experiences that stand out for you for this year, for 2015?
Wow. Well, getting to work with Whole Foods has been wonderful.
Yes, this has been an absolute wonderful relationship.
I mean, quite honestly, between Cook's Warehouse, Whole Foods, and the Big Green Egg, we've got three of the biggest and best venues you can have for this type of a show. So those local shows have been some really my favorites. It's just working with people like Olivia.
Aww. And we love having you guys.
Folks like Matt over at Cook's Warehouse and Terry over at Big Green Egg and Amanda.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Some of my best remembrances of 2015 were we did the first ever cooking show or the first ever cooking experience at the Big Green Egg Culinary Center that opened this year. We were the first class ever in the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. Mm-hmm. And that was historical. That was amazing. Another thing, and you didn't get to go, but the great folks of Corbin, Kentucky.
Mm.
And we got to do an egg fest in Corbin, Kentucky, the home of Colonel Sanders. The people were amazing. The way they rolled out the red carpet for us, they were willing to open up the local town theater just for our crew to sit down and watch a movie.
Aww.
It was so amazing.
Great hospitality.
And I cannot thank the sponsors enough. Big Green Egg has been with us for 14 years. And people cannot understand a relationship like that to last as long in this industry. We've probably been the longest entity they have sponsored in the history of the Big Green Egg. Another great sponsor, of course, Whole Foods. When Liz brought us on board, Olivia's helped keep the dream alive. It's been absolutely amazing, and we thank you all so very much.
Thank you, guys.
Where value matters, where people matter, where when you walk in, you get all the help you need, they'll go to the ends of the earth to do it. To our great friends at Schumann Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce, they've been with us now for 4 years. This year, it's even bigger. It's going to be better. And I have a feeling that Real Sweet Peruvian and especially Vidalia onions are going to be at the top of everybody's list. As we always like to say, if it doesn't say it on the back of the tag,
it ain't. And just one other point about Schumann. Now, it's not a show that we do, but we go to a show with the Produce Marketing Association with the great folks at Schumann Produce to represent Real Sweet onions there. And that's always such a great experience. And that was a wonderful experience. And Adam Brady down there works really hard to make that show happen well. And just wanted to give him some props as well.
And as we wind it down and cool down the mobile burners and Chef of the Fat Man for 2015, we like to remember our troops and our first responders because they are the reasons we enjoy the freedoms we enjoy so much. During this holiday season, having spent 4 years in the military, when you're away from home, you can't even begin to comprehend the pain that these guys and gals go through when they're away from all this, standing on a battlefield somewhere. So thank God for them. God bless them. And also, we'd like you, in this festive time of the year, to remember those that are less fortunate and remember how lucky we are. We're in the greatest country on earth, the United States of America. It's something to be proud of. God bless y'all. God bless America. And God willing, at the beginning of 2016, we will be back with Chef of the Fat Man as we take 2 weeks off to be with our family and friends. God bless you, everyone.